Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for March 20th to the 26th. So today is our spring equinox, and so you might have had some difficulties in sleeping last night. It's kind of like there's that excitement that comes through when that shift in parallels happen on this particular day, this particular time that we're going through right now. This is a really powerful day energetically, and I hope that you're feeling that. I hope that you're kind of feeling that sense of connection getting stronger. There's like the renewed strength that comes through with this. And if you're not quite feeling that, just kind of slow down a little bit. Maybe like if you could, today is a great day to kind of like ease through everything. Don't push anything too hard. Because what's going to happen throughout the energies today is there's going to be a balancing. So everything is going to give you the opportunity to bring balance to things. So Spirit's saying a leveling out. There's going to be a leveling out of the playing field. And so earlier they had said to me, blank slate, that this is a good day to call the blank slate day. And that's because there's kind of like a reset that happens. And it's kind of like a meeting of both minds, both worlds come together. So your higher self and then your 3D self, you know, all of this comes together and there's like a meeting that takes place. And there's the, you know, hashing out the differences. This can stay, that can go. This can stay, we'll take more of that, less of this. So that's kind of all going to be happening behind the scenes for you right now. So if you can put yourself kind of in a place of neutrality about everything, then you will be able to have a clearer, have more clarity on what really needs to stay in your life and what needs to go, and what needs to be brought in. So what new things you can bring in, new ways of supporting yourself, new ways of creating the balance, new ways of creating the more stability in your life, or whatever it is that you're seeking. They're saying to me that it's important for many of us, and especially for our hub members that are listening to this right now, that we have the resistance frequency within us right now. And so much of that resistance can be just to the unknown of things. And so they're saying for us with this, we need to, instead of trying really hard to fix something or trying really hard to make something work for us, we can surrender it. So create the less resistance around it. It's tough to do though, right? It really is tough to do because there's that part of you that feels like you should be doing something about it, something, you know, that taking that action. But right now they're saying that that action just creates the resistance around it. So instead of feeling like you need to be working on it or fixing it or solving it, it's going to be more of just letting it go. So just letting it, you know how they're showing me a pot on a stove right now. So, you know, if you have a pot on the stove and you're making some soup and, you know, you add all of the things to it, and if you taste it right away, it doesn't taste exactly the way that you want it to. But then if you add this and that and then more, then now it tastes like it has too much of this. So instead, what they want us to do is they just want things to simmer a little bit. So just let things kind of simmer. They're saying to me an even playing field right now. So once that kind of happens, like I feel like there's so many of us that have these like hills right now, all these hills and mountains to climb about things. And so they're saying right now what's happening is they're giving us an even playing field. So they're giving us, and of course, we give these to ourselves. This is the part of the thing as well, as we, this new turnaround, switch around is also got to include the way we're thinking about things, that things are given to us, that instead of we are creating them, which is what is actually happening. So instead of us thinking that there's some outside force or some, situation, person, place, or thing that's putting these hills in front of us, we need to recognize that we actually put the hills in front of us. So that, you know, goes back to our beliefs around things, right? So I think we did work on this in the hub, like probably at the beginning of the year, or maybe a while ago, but that, you know, the beliefs, are the beliefs that we're having around things serving us, or are they not serving us? Are they providing a disservice for us? And so anything that provides a disservice for us is anything that makes us feel bad. So anything that we perceive as being negative, anything that makes us feel sad or frustrated or mad, or anything that just takes us out of alignment of feeling good, that would be beliefs that are disservices to us. And so right now, this really powerful energy that's coming through is giving us the opportunity to clean slate it. So just, you know, wipe that away. So any of the beliefs that I've had that have been holding me back, I'm clearing those. I'm releasing them. I'm letting them go. I'm giving myself permission to not have to fix, to solve, to heal anything right now. I am giving myself permission to just clean slate it and let new things grow. And it's interesting because they're kind of showing me, you know, if you're growing a garden and you have this anticipation of these perfect, you know, vegetables to grow, and you watch them grow. And sometimes when they come up, they're like imperfect. Sometimes the tomatoes have big spots on them, or sometimes the zucchinis are in circles and they didn't grow straight. Sometimes when these things come up, they don't look exactly the way that we had wanted them to look. And then we think that there's something wrong. And so instead of doing that, we're just going to allow things to be, instead of creating like a judgment around it, or creating a, oh, well, this isn't what I wanted, or this isn't what I expected. And then the universe saying, well, of course it is, because that's what you were thinking. That's what you were feeling. How could you expect anything different to be growing from your garden? Because it's all coming from you. You are, you know, just as we're pouring water into the soil to grow the plants, our thoughts and our feelings that are pouring out of us are creating our realities. And so when we're sitting here and looking at our realities and saying, oh my God, I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this. Well, then of course the universe is saying, but that's what you've been creating. So again, it goes back to that, you know, that especially, and it's interesting because when we're struggling with the human stuff the most, it's when we feel the most powerless, right? It's when we feel like there's nothing in our power to be able to do or change anything. But that's the time when we are the most powerful beings, because again, everything that we're experiencing, we've created it. It's happened. And this is not so much of a, you know, oh, if you have bad thoughts, you're going to manifest something bad for you. It's not like that. It doesn't kind of go like that, but it will create the theme of it. So it will create the, you know, your beliefs around everything will create the theme of your reality around it. And it's not enough just to say it, because you actually have to feel it. You actually have to believe in it. You know, and it's true. Like, so I'm going to give you an example, because I had a conversation with somebody about electromagnetic fields. And so this is, you know, something that I feel like I'm sensitive to. I feel like, you know, whenever they switched the 5G stuff on, I could feel the difference of that. I feel like that has something to do with the neurological stuff that I've been feeling. And so forth and so on. You can see where that's going. But I was also reminded that there is, you know, like millions of other people on this planet, and you probably know some of them, who also are around the 5G and who are also, you know, have, you know, or have the same exposure to it that I have, but they're not having any of the same symptoms and they're not feeling any of the same things. And the, you know, one of the main reasons for that is because they're choosing to believe that they are not harmful to them. They're choosing to believe that there's no ill effect towards them. And even if their, you know, logical mind tells them that, yeah, it's bad for us and it's probably not a good thing, they're not taking it on to the point where they're, you know, feeling the physical effects of it. They're not, and that's because they're bypassing it. They're allowing, you know, their experience to bypass it. And so there's a really good lesson to be learned in that, you know, especially, you know, for people like myself who, you know, we underestimate our power. We're very, very powerful beings, but we often use our power, you know, to harm. We often use our power to harm ourselves. We often use our power to take ourselves out of alignment with what is good for us. And so this energy right now, I'm very thankful for. I'm very hopeful that this will be like, a turning point for many of us. It'll be that kind of like that reset, like New Year's Day, like a big energetic reset so that you can start to not reevaluate things. So this is not going to be I need to sit down and I need to really think about everything today. It's going to be more, they're saying to me, a sense of completion. So it's more going to be like, okay, so that chapter has closed. I don't have to go back and read that book again or that chapter again. I'm starting on a blank slate. This is a brand new page for me. So now I'm going to start the creation of this page in only the things that I want, in only the things that make me feel good, in only the things that fill me with love and light and bliss and joy, only with all of that. And anything else that kind of creeps back up or creeps into my experience, instead of having a reaction to it or having a thought about it, which then just fuels it, I'm going to kind of pause a little bit. And that's where that surrender comes in. I'm going to give a little bit of a surrender on that. And it does help to, you know, deep down, try and find it, because I know that it can get lost in there sometimes. Trust me, I know it. But find that sense of knowing that everything's going to be okay, that everything will be better, that everything will be exactly what you need it to be. And then also have that, you know, that maybe change the story of what the, you know, you think you need it to be. So instead of that part of you that's been telling you that you need to experience things through suffering, or, you know, some of the, your biggest life lessons have come through your deepest, darkest pain. Maybe instead of having that as the theme to your experience, you can shift that today to be, you know, your story has the opposite of it. Your story has the how things just kind of easily come to you and effortlessly come to you, and how there's a lightness in the way you do things, and a lightness in the people that you meet and the places that you go and the opportunities that you have and the lives that you touch. Maybe that's what your story sounds like. Maybe that's what this clean slate for you looks like. And maybe the feeling around surrender is easier. Maybe it's, you know, maybe there's less resistance there. Maybe there's more ease there. And it comes from you, the creator, the powerful one, the being of light that you are, that sense of creating, creator energy is coming directly from you and not from an outside source that can either let you down and not be there, or isn't good enough for you, or isn't strong enough for you, isn't powerful, isn't smart enough for you. Maybe you don't have to have any of that, because all of that energy is coming from within, that light, that energy of you. So kind of feel like today is like a rebirthing day for you. And maybe, you know, maybe some of the stuff that we've been going through just leading up to today has been a bit like, you know, like the labor, like the, you know, the pregnancy, the, you know, I know often when we kind of come up to moments or days like this, I feel extreme nauseous for some reason, like there's that. And I had the same thing with all three of my pregnancies. I was very, very, the morning sickness was crazy sick. And so, but it, you know, it leads you up to like, it's kind of like this growing, this building, right? And then of course, you know, you birth the baby and then everything is, you know, the reason why you went through all the pain and the suffering. So maybe that kind of energy that we've been kind of stewing in has built us up to today. And now it's kind of like we're coming through this new energetic portal of new beginnings through the clean slate. And, you know, the really cool thing about it is if we just simply believe in the, what I'm saying, if you listen to the words and you listen to it and you find that belief and there's that part in you that recognizes and says, yes, that feels good. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel positive and makes me feel like I have something to look forward to and makes me feel like I have hope and it gives me faith. Then hang on to that. And, you know, the other parts of you, the stuff that's in the back saying the yeah, but, and the parts that's like trying to show you all the things that those hills in front of you and all the obstacles. Maybe if you just, you kind of don't listen to those right now and you don't have to give those any energy. So instead, you're just going to allow the stuff in that makes you feel good, that gives you that sense of connection, that sense of purpose, that sense of love, because it's right there within you. It always has been, but there's, you know, our minds override it, the ego overrides it, the pain body overrides it. And so this today is that homeostasis day, that bringing everything into balance. So all of those parts in us that felt heavy, that felt the despair, that felt the fear, that felt all that, we're bringing up the other side. We're bringing up the side that feels powerful and hopeful and the connection and the love and the knowing that everything is going to be okay, that everything is going to be better than okay, that everything is going to be exactly what we want it to be. Maybe that's a better thing. Instead of when we say, well, everything will be what it needs to be, and then there's always that sense of, oh yeah, here we go again, now I'm going to get the lesson through the suffering. What if instead today we take this power and we say, okay, so instead of me showing up at the restaurant and saying to the waiter, you go ahead, decide what I'm going to eat, you go ahead and bring me whatever you want. Instead, we're showing up at the restaurant and we're saying, I want this and I want it cooked like that. And we're being a little bit more precise in the direction. So we don't have to get messed up in the details of it because that would involve the thinking aspect of it. But we can say the general, you know, theme of it. So like, you know, we don't show up at the restaurant and really be craving Mexican, but they bring us Chinese food instead, right? That's what we want to make sure that how we're going to do this so that we have, you know, some sense of control. And I know that the control and the surrender are, you know, on the opposite sides of the pole, but that's what the energy about today is about. It's about bringing those two into balance. So not saying that surrender has more power than control does, but allowing them to come into balance together so that they create that. They keep saying equilibrium to me, so I'll use that word. But they keep bringing that into balance. So that's what we're going to be doing today. It's going to be about balance. So just maybe use that as your mantra today. Go throughout the day and any kind of thing that comes up, any kind of hill that you have to climb, any kind of obstacle that comes in the way, just say balance to yourself and know that that word has been infused with really powerful energy today that's going to help you get into alignment with this new chapter, with this clean slate. Okay, lovelies, sending you huge, huge blessings and enjoy this magical time right now. It's very powerful and potent, and we deserve this energy so much. I will talk to y'all soon.